So, first of all, can I speak in French? Does everybody understands French? Or no? Okay. So I'm working in IGEM, which is a biology microbiotics lab at Orsay, in nearby Paris, and we are using a cluster machine for our calculations. In this laboratory, there is a technical platform. We are in charge of analyzing data for biologists. And you are maybe wondering, so we are in Orsay, it's 20 kilometers from Paris, and you are maybe wondering why in biology we have to use big, huge clusters. First of all, this is in a cell, there is this kind of phenomena. There is you have heard about DNA, and information in a cell, it's held by the DNA. DNA is transcribed to the RNA, and then there is a biochemical reaction which is called transduction, which will give a protein. And the whole DNA in a cell, it's called a genome, and the whole RNA at the moment in the cell, it's called transcriptome. And how does what give us access to a genome? Today we have this kind of machines. We can read DNA. Today these machines can read DNA. And after that, we have this kind of files. It's a pretty huge files for a human genome. In a compressed form, it's 700 megabytes and 3 gigs when it's decompressed. When you decompress this, you have this kind of data. And you have a million of lines. So we have to analyze this data. And about sequencing, the cost of sequencing has significantly dropped in last 10 years. And when the first human genome was published, it was about here. The costs were really high. This is the cost for a megabase, 100 bases in a genome, 100 letters in our file. How much it costs, and today it costs really nothing. So scientists, they sequence a lot of data, so they have to analyze what they get. For example, what can we do? We can put the cell in one condition. For example, a yeast, you put it, you let it grow normally, and then you add some kind of drug, and you can extract all the RNA from the cell. You transform it to DNA. You sequence in the first condition and the second condition, and you can compare what you have in the normal condition and when you put the drug. And as I said, you have a DNA and then the RNA and then the proteins. And if you extract all the RNA, you can. It's as if you had a snapshot of what the cell was doing at that moment. And okay, this is our cluster. Our cluster has, I think, 4 years. It was not working well, very well. So we asked to Logilab to make it work.
Okay, so I will talk about the computer part rather than the biology part, because the biology part is what Vladimir knows, and I'm not so competent in that. So he presented this IGM. Logilab is a company that does software development with lots of Debian-based experience, and so we try to reinstall this cluster and make it work better and be more easy to use for its for the biologists. So there were 10 compute nodes and one front end plus another machine which was separate from the cluster, but which they wanted to integrate, and they had two new hosts that they bought and they wanted to add to the cluster as well, with lots of disks to store all these DNA sequences and so on. So the previous cluster was based on Red Hat. It had some so it had a Sun Grid engine in a local installation in /opt and lots of other software there, which was like a custom installation. There was no shared storage between the nodes, so every user had, at the first step of your computation, you had to remove the previous data from all nodes, copy your data from your machine to the front end of the cluster, and then copy it from there to every single node, and copy your code the same way, because, well, every user had their scripts and software they wanted to deploy on the cluster, and the machines were managed individually, so it's not as big a cluster as the one that just talked about yesterday, but still you don't want to do everything manually. It's just a pain in the ass. So we decided to use virtualization for most of the services. So we have one front-end node which the users use to submit their jobs, some web and database hosts, and a provision machine that is also a KVM host, which is used to deploy all the nodes and configure them. So we configured the fully automatic installer, and we used Salt as a deployment software, which is similar to Chef and Puppet, except it's written in Python, which we were more comfortable with, and which allowed us to play with it a bit more than stuff in Ruby. We also changed the network infrastructure to have one node dedicated to storage, and which used ZFS on Linux to manage the disks and exports all the disks over NFS, and then which can also export them to the rest of the lab through Samba. And then every node can then be installed using FAI and configured with Salt without manually changing stuff on every single node. And the virtual machines were also installed with FAI. So the point of using Debian for this is, well, lots of software is available already, and you don't need to, I mean, the Blast tools and similar things to play with DNA sequences are readily available. These tools that we used, pretty much everything was in Debian. We had to build DFS on Linux because it's out of tree and it's a different license and so on. But so Salt is not in Squeeze, but it's in backports. Yeah, we're mostly using just standard Debian stuff, except for, I think, a kernel of on one or two machines where the Squeeze kernel didn't support their storage controllers, which made it hard to install on them. And actually, then we also were thinking about deploying 10 gigabit Ethernet on the machines, but didn't need it because so far what we've seen from the computation that they run is mostly they are CPU bound, so they are using those 80 CPUs on the nodes, and basically no communication between the nodes and no, not much memory usage. So yeah, we used a simple, for now we are using a simple SGE configuration, so we're still using the same batch manager, but we're thinking about trying other ones. And the good point about Debian is we were able to just install the Grid Engine packages and not have to install stuff manually on every node and rebuild everything. Okay.
So what do you use to own Debian?
The VMs are handled with libvirt, so we have the usual libvirt tools to spawn the VMs, and since they are on a the control node has a DHCP server which will start them using FAI, and then when they reboot, they are configured with Salt to do so.
What is the advantage to use DFS for storage?
So the goal was to have to make it easy for the administrators to add new disk or and so on, so and have there are deduplication features and compression features inside the ZFS, which is basically contains inside the file system the features of RED and LVM and so on, just in one. In using one set of tools. Maybe you have some more on this.
The main reason is scalability. Our data is growing really, really fast. So we have to, when we do in ZFS, when you plug a disk and it's part of your system, of your file system, the users do not.
Do you have good latency for your package center rather than DFS? time do you start testing for consumption? Get it or not?
So I've done some tests with this. I was was kind of the opposite. I was surprised that the throughput was not great compared to same kind of setup with the software RED and LVM and the standard X4 or XFS file system. But I didn't see any. I mean, the latency was not very different from those other setups. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.